Rangers down to their final strike.
Now, another Astros podcast.
1-2. Tapper, weakly hit right side. Gregerson, he'll field. Underhand to first in time, and that is the ball game. 10 wins in a row for the Houston Astros as they sweep this three-game series in Arlington, win this afternoon by a final of 7-2.
Well, they just didn't sweep the Texas Rangers in this series. They put it on them.
Welcome back to Astro Launch. This is Steve Sparks, and I'm with Jose Altuve ahead of a three-game set with the Texas Rangers. Always fun to play these guys. It's turned into a great rivalry.
No, yeah, like you say, it's always great to play the Rangers. It seems like more fans come to the stadium, and it's a little bit more intensity.
Yeah.
But for the players' standpoint, we play the same. You know, it doesn't matter who we play. We just try to play hard every single day. We try to win. It doesn't matter who we play. It's going to be a pretty interesting series, and you know, we're going to give everything we have.
From this standpoint, from this year, you guys who struggled against the Rangers so much last year, you guys have played much better. And that's the thing, maybe not so much the wins and losses, but just playing good baseball and finishing games the way you guys have this year.
Kelly still on the mound for the Texas Rangers. Pitch on the way, and Altuve drills this deep to left center field. Going back is Rua, and that ball is gone! Three rolls into the bleachers. Jose Altuve goes yard, and the Astros lead is 6-4.
He has had terrific swings tonight. That's his third hit of this game, and he's been on the ball.
The Astros have been looking all night for another insurance run. And their all-star second baseman delivers it for them to start the ninth.
I think every year is different, obviously. They play really good against us last year. And, you know, we're playing really good against them this year. But, you know, we still have a lot of games left, you know, and we just got to go out there and keep playing hard. We don't have to take anything for granted against them. It doesn't matter what the record is right now. We just have to keep playing, keep winning, and, you know, try to make it to the playoff.
When you guys have guys go down in your pitching staff, do you guys talk among the guys around the batting cage like, hey, we got to pick it up, we got to make sure we get these runs in, things of that nature?
It's not a secret that we worry about when a guy gets down like Dallas. But, you know, we have a great team. I think, like I said, we have a very complete team. We're hitting pretty good. We're pitching really good. Yeah. So we're going to try to do everything we can to fill the spot that we're missing and keep winning games.
You weren't eligible for the draft. You signed out of Venezuela as a free agent. But what was it like when you first signed and you came to the United States to play competitively against everybody? Were you just trying to see if you stacked up against everybody?
No, I mean, I was looking for the opportunity to play. And then when I got here, I knew that I have to work a little harder because my size and because I wasn't a big prospect. But, you know, I feel the same when I play in second base in the minor league and play harder, you know, and thanks God that I couldn't make it to the big league.
That's Jose Altuve. Thanks a lot for catching up. Best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Back with more Astro Lunch right after this.
Every baseball fan has a big league dream, and DraftKings wants to make them come true with the Big League Call-Up. We're offering 30 special contests over 30 days. Each winner will receive a different once-in-a-lifetime experience. You could be taking batting practice on the field, throwing out the first pitch before a game, or acting as general manager for the day.
Houston Astros select Carlos Correa.
That's just to name a few. Step up to the plate at DraftKings.com and get ready to make your big league debut. DraftKings, the game inside the game.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Astros opening up a series against the Rangers and lost the series over the weekend to the Angels. And, you know, you look at yesterday's ball game and both starters were out of the game by the end of the fourth inning. And it came down to the bullpens, and that usually favors the Astros, but unfortunately yesterday it did not.
Yeah, they put together some innings, and so, you know, we did too, but their innings were a little bigger than ours, and they did a better job of maximizing their opportunities as well. They didn't leave very many guys on base. Most of the guys that got on base scored. So you know, we took it on the chin this weekend. We didn't pitch great. They made us pay and then subsequently won the series.
How great of a moment it was, even in the loss for Nori Aoki.
2-2.
And that's bounced left side, and that's through for a base hit. Nori Aoki is on the leadoff in the bottom of the sixth, and congratulations to Nori, his 2,000th career hit between the United States and Japan.
Now that's a big deal right there. Excellent piece of hitting. Vintage Nori Aoki going the other way with it, a two-hopper through the left side of the infield. 2,000. between the Japan Central League and the Major League Baseball. And he takes a bow, takes off his helmet, acknowledges the crowd and all of his teammates.
2,000 hits between the United States and Japan. Gets honored by the Hall of Fame out there in Japan. Pretty cool moment for him.
Oh, it was awesome, and our guys really celebrated him. They were excited in the dugout. We had a chance to give him a toast in the clubhouse, and for the first time in a couple of weeks, see him smile and be happy. And, you know, I know he felt bad that his accomplishment, you know, was the lone bright spot on the day. He wanted to win as a team, but nice to celebrate a rare accomplishment to get 2,000 hits over two different leagues in such a storied career for Nori Aoki. It's nice that he adds his names to the list of players from Japan that have been able to come over and do it.
Some roster moves today. Joe Musgrove coming off the disabled list to make the start, starting with that. Obviously, that's good news for him. Wound up missing a couple of starts, and hopefully we'll be able to contribute the rest of the year.
Yeah, we feel good about Musgrove coming off the DL. He's been strong in his throwing program. His bullpens have been great in between starts. He'll be limited a little bit just having missed a couple weeks. We won't extend him too deep into the game, but it'll be nice to get him back and feel like we're getting one of our top five back in the rotation.
And unfortunately, losing one of your top pitchers is Lance McCullers going on the disabled list with a back injury. What prompted this, and what's the hope for him moving forward?
Yesterday during the game, about midway through the game, our trainer came to me and said that McCullers was having some symptoms in his low back and needed to go see our back specialist. And pretty concerning because he hadn't been symptomatic, you know, throughout the season. And he's had this before. We think we've all had back, whether it's back spasms or back low back tightness. And the diagnosis was that he's just got low back soreness. And we should skip him a start, put him on the DL. We have the off day. Hopefully on the back end of that, we'll be able to get him into the rotation on the road trip. But again, it seems like it's a different guy every day that we're having to talk about coming out of the rotation. And it'll be nice, hopefully, to solve this issue and get him back.
McCullers was supposed to start the second game of this series tomorrow, so how does the rotation look moving forward?
We're going to have Peacock come back on 3 days rest. He had a short outing last week against the Angels in three innings. And then Martez is going to pitch on Wednesday, which will be his first Major League start, his second Major League appearance. So he'll be on full rest. We felt like it was important to have the veteran guy or somebody who has a little more experience come off of 3 days rest and pitch on Tuesday as opposed to having the young kid do it. But it, you know, those guys need to step up and deliver some innings and hopefully lead us to a win.
AJ Hinch, thanks for joining us.
Got it.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.